Good evening, ladies, and welcome back with Podcast with Caroline Druyett. And this evening, just want to have a casual conversation. Nothing written down, no notes, nothing. Just have a conversation about redefining self. We hear a lot about redefining wealth and redefining, you know, goals and dreams and all this. But what about redefining self? Because if you were like me or could relate to me, a lot of us women, we lose ourselves because our whole entire life become evolved around what a man wants, what he needs, what his likes, what his desires. And then we start forgetting who we are, what we like, what we desire, what we need. Because innately, as women, we want to be givers and consolers and nurturers, and we want to make sure everybody else is taken care of, but we lose sight of ourselves, and particularly when it comes to a man. Well, back in 1995 began my journey of just really losing sight of who I was. I always felt like I was strong-willed, and I knew what I wanted out of life, and I knew what I was going to do with my life. And although I didn't have every I dotted and every T crossed, I knew, you know, what I wanted. I maybe didn't have the plan of how to get what I wanted, but I knew what I wanted, so I was sure about that. But once I got married in 95 and everything was awesome, and, you know, 99 is when things started going downhill, I really lost sight of myself. And I had to come to that decision that, you know, here you have three little lives you're responsible for. You got to take care of them. They depend on you. They need you. They are innocent in this. They can't take care of themselves. And not that I lost sight of my children. I lost sight of me, meaning, you know, I found I had so much joy in just taking care of my children and just being a mother. And so I found happiness even in the smallest detail, just being excited about being responsible for three lives. For me, that was a blessing. And yes, parenting does come with blessings and burdens, but you know what? The blessings outweigh the burdens, okay? So I don't want to complain like, or make it seem like I'm complaining about being a mother. I'm not. I was just a happy camper when it came to parenting my children. But of course, when you have a husband, of course, you want to make sure that all of his needs are met or whatever. And so the dual roles in the relationship, when you don't have the balance, or when you lose the balance, or when you lose sight of yourself, you start taking care of everybody else but yourself. And so because my life was evolved around here, my children and my husband, I didn't have the joy anymore, the peace or anything. And so routinely, I was taking care of my children, making sure they bathed, making sure they had clothes, making sure they go to school, making sure they do the homework. That was a habit. So it was natural, but I didn't find joy in it anymore because I lost sight of who I was. And so I had to make a decision. I had to come to the realization, okay, you can stay in this thing and you can stay in this situation. And, just continue to go through the emotions and exist, or you can deal with it and you can fix it and you can heal and you can find joy again in even the simple things that you found joy in once before. And so for some of you, you may not have to leave geographically the area. For me, I needed to leave that environment. I needed to just get far away. I needed to go. And I'm not saying that what worked for me is going to work for you. But if you can relate, if you are inspired, if you can be impacted and empowered of what I'm getting ready to say, it may bring some healing and it may bring some help or hope to you. And that's what I'm hoping. That's my desire, that I can inspire you to make a decision and to get back to redefining self, which is you. Okay. So for me, I had to go in what I call my wilderness moment experience. It's where I went back to Louisiana, but I didn't go back to my domain, my territory, what I was familiar with, what I was used to. I went to go stay with another relative in another small town, which was, you know, not what I was used to. It was different. The people were new. I didn't really know anyone there but my family member who I was living with at the time. So I called that my wilderness moment because I was able to just be alone, just to be able to really hear from God clear. And many of you, you know, when you're hurting, when your heart is hurting and you just feel lost, without that man, without that love, you cannot think straight. You can't. If you can, you're not human. I'm just going to say that. You are not. But I couldn't. I could not function. And so I needed to get away. And I had to come to that realization that I had to make a decision because I wanted to get back to who I was. Okay? Because I have dreams. I have goals. There are things that I want to do with my life and great things that I wanted to do with my life. So while I'm sitting there, I was able to hear more clear from God. And one of the questions he asked me was, where are you? Now, he knew where I was. And that question sounds so familiar because he asked Adam the same thing. The same thing. Where are you? But I won't even get into make this a Bible study, but where are you? And I had to really think about that question. Where was I mentally, spiritually, physically, emotionally, psychologically? We have to ask ourselves that, women. Where are you? Are you at peace? Are you content? Are you fulfilled? Are you miserable? Are you hurting? Are you really have to get real about that. And until you get real about where you are, you will never heal to go where you want to be or need to be. And so you have to take time to ask yourself that. And so I asked that question with a response that went something like this. You know, I'm not at peace. I'm not happy. I'm hurting. I'm not content. I'm miserable. You know? Oh. Ask yourself that and take time to honestly answer those questions and write it down if you need to. I'm a visual person, so of course, I always have try to have me a pen and paper or something. I grab something just to write because I'm visual. I need to see. And so from that day on, I will fast forward. I begin to just really reinvest because, until you realize where you are, you'll never get to where you need to be. And so for me to get back to my happy place, I had to be able to see, okay, you're not here, you're not there. So what do you need to do to get here, to get there? And so I would just begin to journal out and write, you know, this is what I need to do. I need to be stronger. I need to be wiser. I need to get back to me, to my goals, my dreams, my aspirations, my visions, you know, things that I want to do. And so God was able to just really deal with me. Let me tell you, I'm fast forwarding the whole thing. He was able to really deal with me with where I was because I was honest and I admitted where I was and where I needed to be. And so when it was time, 6 months later, when it was time for me to reconcile back with my husband, honestly, I did not want to. I would be honest and tell you that I really didn't want to because I had got back to a place of peace and contentment and love and just joy and finding that joy again and just being a parent to my children, you know, seeing their little faces, smiling with them, laughing and, you know, just shopping with them all the whole nine yards. You may say, oh, you find pleasure in that. Yes, I did. I really did, and I enjoyed it, and I loved it. And so I was able to get back to that place. And so when it was time to reconcile back with my husband, I was like, I really don't want to. Like, I'm in a happy place. I'm in a happy space. I just don't want to, you know. But anyway, we did. And so, and I thank God that when I came back, I knew who I was. I still know who I am. Much more confident. High self-esteem, standards, boundaries, I set it all. And those are things that I had lost sight of. Everything, you know, a relationship, people, I would always hear people say a relationship is 50-50. That's not true. A relationship should always be 100-100. And here's why. Because when you come into a relationship, you should always come whole. You should come whole. It should never be 50-50. You should prepare to come whole, mentally, physically, psychologically, emotionally, all of it. So guess what? If you ever go through a period where, you know, that man goes and you got to go your separate ways or whatever like that, guess what? You're not so broken. You're hurt, but you're not broken. You don't feel like, okay, I need him because a part of me is gone, a part of me is missing, and I don't. That comes from you not being whole coming into that relationship. And honestly, ask yourself, when you come into that relationship, what are you coming with and what are you coming for? You have to ask yourself that question. What am I bringing and why am I coming into this relationship? Obviously, the ultimate goal should be for love and for real love, right? But a lot of times, none of us do. My thing was why I wanted love so bad is because I felt rejected and abandoned as a child. And so I really, really wanted someone to love me for me, you know, and unconditionally, and wanted that person to be there for a lifetime, not just momentarily, not just temporarily, but for a lifetime. And so that was my reason for coming in. You know, I came broken. You know, so anyway, to get back to my point, God had helped me to really, you know, build my self-esteem up and really help me to define who I was, redefine who I was in Christ. And that made all the difference in the world. And so when I came back with standards and I came back with boundaries. Now, some of you may say, what standards and boundaries in marriage? Yes, you better have them, because that gave me balance. It gave me balance. It allowed me to know, yes, I am a wife and I'm going to do my wifely duties and he's going to do his husband duties and I'm going to do my motherly duties. But guess what? I know when I need to cut some things off and take time for me and take care of me. And guess what? Yes, I want this appreciation to be reciprocal. It needs to be. It needs to go both ways. And so, yes, those are the standards and the boundaries that I have. If I'm going to love you and I'm going to pour out to you, guess what? You're going to do the same for me. And if you don't know how, you need to learn, because that's one of the requirements, you know, for us reconciling this marriage and getting back together and being whole as a unit, as a couple, as a family. And so, ladies, I'm saying all this to say to you, you got to take time to redefine self, redefine you. What are your goals? What are your dreams? What are your aspirations? What does your happiness mean to you? What is your self-worth? Where's your self-esteem? Build those things. You have to. It's going to make a difference. And so next time when we come back, I will talk a little bit more about how I was able to bring that balance back into my marriage, my life personally, so that I can start redeveloping my goals and dreams and all those things that I ever wanted to do in life. So I thank you for tuning in with me this evening. Like I said, it's just casual, nothing scripted, nothing written down. Just wanted to have a casual conversation so that you can sit down and focus, refocus, and ask yourself, where are you? Where are you mentally, physically, emotionally, psychologically? Where are you? What are you feeling? Where are you trying to go? But define where you are right now before you try to get to where you're trying to go. Okay? So thank you, and I love you, ladies. Men, too, if you're listening. Thanks.